That news was brought to you by the Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie.
The Norton Eagles Social Room hours are Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to close, with pizza and nachos available. The dining room is open Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9, with specials throughout the week. You can like and follow their Facebook page or listen here on KQNK, and we'll pass those specials along to you. Every Sunday, they normally have progressive blackout bingo starting at 6 o'clock. However, there will not be bingo at the Norton Eagles this coming Sunday, December 24th, or Sunday, December 31st. They will resume their progressive blackout bingo on January 7th. So please put that on your calendar that they will resume progressive blackout bingo at the Norton Eagles on January 7th. All this and more is happening at your Norton Eagles, people helping people.
Your KQNK weather forecast for today. It should be sunny with a high near 62, with the west wind around 5 miles per hour becoming south in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 36 and a south wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. On Saturday, there's a slight chance of showers between noon and 3 p.m., then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. with increasing clouds and a high near 62. And it should be breezy on Saturday with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Sunday, there's a chance of rain before noon, then a chance of rain and snow between noon and 3 p.m., and then there's a chance of snow after 3 p.m. It should be mostly cloudy with a high near 46 and breezy Sunday with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. On Monday, Christmas Day, there's a 40% chance of snow, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 38 and breezy. On Tuesday, there's a 30% chance of snow, should be partly sunny with a high near 44 and breezy. On Wednesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 49. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 51. Currently, with fair skies, it is 33 degrees. The humidity is 82%. The wind speed is west at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.13. The dew point is 28 degrees, and the current wind chill is 26 degrees. It is 9:05. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with your trivia.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Good morning, everyone. We got a phone call. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yes, I'd like to wish Dean Houston a happy birthday today. And Noel Tears' birthday is tomorrow, December 23. And by the grace of God, he has reached big 7-0.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
And happy birthday, Noel.
Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
I'd like to wish J.D. Daffer a happy birthday.
J.D. Daffer, happy birthday. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Friday, December 22nd Party Line. I am Natalie here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am doing good also. It's a nice morning, actually. Oh, we got another phone call. I love the phone calls. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yes, I'd like to wish my husband, Mike Luft, a happy birthday today.
Mike Luft, a happy birthday today. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Vivian.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're getting all these phone calls already. I love it.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Friday Party Line. Hey, real quick, I want to let everybody know we had K-State playing last night right here in KQ&K, AM and FM, and guess what? They beat Wichita 69-60 last night. So it was a fun, exciting game to listen to. It was a pretty close game. Basketball, 69-60 is a pretty darn close game. So it was a lot of fun to listen to, and you could do that right here on KQ&K. You can also listen to the Kansas City Chiefs play on Christmas Day right here on KQ&K. Pre-game starts at 11. The game starts about 12:15, I believe. And catch all that action right here on KQ&K AM and FM.
And I'm going to see if I can arrange it, and I'm pretty sure I can. There's going to be a special edition of Twas the Night Before Christmas Chiefs edition that I'm going to put into the programming ahead of pregame for Christmas Day's Chiefs game. So tune in a little early ahead of pregame, and you'll hear Mitch Holtis with his version of Twas the Night Before Christmas Chiefs version. It's cute. I listened to it yesterday.
All right. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good morning, beautiful ladies.
Good morning, Jean.
Okay, you ready, Magic?
I'm ready.
Okay, happy anniversary to Roger and Deanna Braun tomorrow.
Okay.
And on Christmas Day is Eve Wyatt's birthday.
Okay.
Christy Nichols' birthday is tomorrow. I've got the Christy Nichols tomorrow.
Christy Nichols is tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
Also on Christmas Day is Norman Wendell, a cousin.
Norman Wendell.
Yep.
All right.
You guys have a Merry Christmas, and I'll talk to you on Tuesday.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas to you, Jean.
And you know what to do with my hat.
I do.
And tell Scooter hi.
Will do.
All right, thanks, Jean.
Yeah, everybody stay out that way.
We will, thank you.
Yeah, stay warm, stay bundled up, because it's going to turn cold for you guys.
I know.
40 today here in Colorado. In Golden.
Well, you enjoy it while it stays pretty decent.
Yep, okay.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. All right, that's how you do it. Give us calls. Okay, so I'm ready to get started. You ready to get started?
I'm ready.
So first thing we're going to do this morning is we're going to have our trivia. Trivia is being brought to you by Norton Pizza Hut. Call them at 785-877-3359. Order online. Download that Pizza Hut app. It's a free download from your Apple App Store and your Google Play Store. You can dine in at our Norton Pizza Hut. Family, friends, and great food right here in Norton. And you can also order that triple treat box, feed the whole family, and they deliver from open to close at our Norton Pizza Hut. Be the first person to call us at 785-877-3378 with the correct answer to our trivia. You're going to be the winner of a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. If you've won in the last 30 days, you can't win again. You have to give someone else a chance to win. If you've won a certificate of any kind, please pick that up before 30 days from the day that you win, or it'll expire. But once you pick it up, you have a week to use it. We do have some different hours to tell you about if you want to pick up a certificate. We will be closing today pretty much right after Party Line ends. And then we will not be, Mandy will be back on Tuesday. I'll take the next week off. Mandy will be back.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Of course you're taking next week off. You deserve it.
Well, you'll be back on, who's going to be with you? Do you know?
It'll either be Madison or Jonathan.
Awesome.
Next week with me.
So it'll be the Fick Show, Fick Week next week.
Yes.
That's kind of hard to say. We will be back open on Tuesday, but we will be closed on Monday for Christmas, and we are closing today pretty much right after a Party Line ends. So if you need us to leave that on the door for you, call us as soon as possible. Let us know. Otherwise, come in on Tuesday during our normal business hours and pick up your certificate. Be the first caller, 785-877-3378, with the correct answer. You are going to be the winner of a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. So I'm going to ask a Christmas question, of course.
Okay.
Right? I have to. 785-877-3378. So Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was created as a promotion for which department store? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was created as a promotion for which department store? Nope. 785-877-3378. Be the first caller with the correct answer, and you're going to win that one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. Are you calling with an answer to the trivia?
Yeah, I'm just guessing. Is it Macy's?
It is not Macy's.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So, no, Fig. Fig just said the same thing. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was created as a promotion for which department store? And no, Fig. 785-877-3378.
You're out.
While we do wait on a correct answer, we're going to break for our open record report that's being brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit, NOFIG, with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hays.
First-hand knowledge of farming and ranching sets us apart from other lenders. This is Josh Moosman with High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We know you need to make the most of every minute. When you need to talk ag lending, we've made it convenient. Visit us at any of our six offices or online today at highplainsfarmcredit.com. At High Plains Farm Credit, we bring ag lending home to you. Visit us at highplainsfarmcredit.com for more information. High Plains Farm Credit, your local ag lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. We first look at what's going on in the livestock market after we had a big sell-off yesterday at late in the day as far as the cattle market is concerned. Wonders as to where we're going to go direction-wise. Couple things to look at here. We haven't seen a lot of cash trade as of yet this week. Obviously, just today yet to go. We'll see where those numbers end up as far as total number of trades are concerned. And then later this afternoon, 2 o'clock, cattle on feed report and the hogs and pigs report will be coming out as well. Remember, too, with the markets closed on Monday, they will not be able to trade those numbers until the market opens on Tuesday morning. Now, as far as the grain market is concerned, very quiet in the overnight market trade, more of a Christmas type of trade overall, with the wheat futures steady to a couple of cents higher, corn futures steady, and soybean futures up about four. It was about a 7 cent trade range into that market. Quiet, fresh news really lacking as far as the numbers are concerned, but that's kind of typical as we get to the latter part of the year, right before Christmas and then the week of Christmas and New Year's. That is one to keep an eye on. But I think the biggest thing today will be on the livestock side with the cattle on feed report and the hogs and pigs report, even though it will be after the trade day, something that they will have to contemplate through the long holiday weekend and coming back up on Tuesday. And just a second reminder, commodity markets are closed on Monday. They will reopen at 8:30 in the morning on Tuesday, the 26th. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
Today I'm speaking with Johanna Andres, the development coordinator with the Kansas FFA Foundation. And the Kansas FFA is currently trying to raise $5 million before the end of the year. Johanna, can you tell us why you guys are attempting to raise that much money?
Kansas FFA has grown by over 30% in the last decade, but our budget has not kept pace. And currently all of our funding comes through grants and annual fundraising from the foundation. So we don't have stable or reliable funds. So we've established an endowment to help stabilize those funds so that way we can continue to provide those opportunities for generations to come.
Where can people go to donate?
They can go to the ksffa.org/endowment to find more information and to make a donation or a five-year pledge, gift of commodities. There's lots of ways that people can fulfill a gift to make a difference in Kansas FFA.
Once again, that's ksffa.org/endowment to learn more about the campaign and to make a one-time donation or commit to a five-year pledge today.
That open market report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hays. You can call them toll-free at 1-800-815-8593 for High Plains Farm Credit. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Friday, December 22nd party line. I'm Natalie here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning, good morning.
This is kind of like our Christmas Eve.
It is. We always enjoy our Christmas Eve festivities, and namely, we get to come to work in our pajamas.
I know, and I'm so cozy. I told Ron that. I said, I wish I could wear pajamas every day because I am so cozy this morning. My slippers, my jammies.
I hadn't gotten my slippers out from, you know, packing away.
You should have called me. I could have brought you
there. And so I have my fuzzy socks.
Yeah, well, that's good.
And then I've got my flannel pajamas and a t-shirt.
I got my reindeer pajamas.
Yes,
yep, we're all ready for Santa. Yep, all festive and ready to go. Hey, we want to let everybody know we did get a correct answer to our trivia. And that answer was provided by Anthony Patterson. The question, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was created as a promotion for which department store? The answer was Montgomery Ward's. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer first appeared in a marketing campaign for retailer Montgomery Ward. The company gave away coloring books each Christmas to bring children and their parents into their store. And in 1939, the company decided to produce the books themselves in order to save on cost. And they hired a writer named Robert L. May in 1939 to write a Christmas story which could be given away to children shoppers and holiday shoppers. May's brother-in-law, songwriter Johnny Marks, liked the story and decided to write a song to go with it. And the resulting Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, eventually recorded in 1949 by Gene Autry, has become a Christmas classic. That's something. Everything's got a story.
Everything's got a story.
That's amazing. And I never knew that, so now we know. I tell you, Jeopardy is in my future. Just from doing this show, even just looking up different things that I don't even do the questions for, I find so much stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting. You'd probably do that, too, with your future stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
It's very interesting. Did I do that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're ready to get started. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Christmas Eve show. This is our Christmas Eve show.
Christmas Eve. Eve.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. We got another Eve in there. That's right. Because today's Friday.
Christmas Eve is on Sunday.
Yep. So it's Eve. All right. Let's see. So one thing that we have been doing the last few years is we have been reading the 'Twas the Night Before Christmas poem. And so we're going to do that again this year. And ours is a traditional. It's not as good as the one we're going to play before the Chiefs game. I haven't heard it yet. I want to wait until the game so I can listen to it for the radio. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yeah, good morning. I am looking for a countertop dishwasher.
Okay.
And I wanted something that will work good for dishes and awesome pans.
And a phone number.
785-202-2416.
All right. We've got it down.
Thank you, Karen, and Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, bye-bye. Are we going to do that now or at the end of the show?
Your choice.
I think we traditionally do it at the end of the show.
Okay, we'll do it at the end of the show before we do our drawing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. All right, sounds good. And so now we're ready to get started, and we want to... I got to do this real quick. Save it. 1 second.
You don't need to save it. It's in our messages.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I sent it to you in messages. That's right. Well, I saved it. Anyway, so we're ready to get started this morning. Merry Christmas to everyone. I hope everybody's getting ready or ready. I mean, I know what it's like. I'm not ready, and I'm trying to get there. But I hope everybody else is having a lot better luck than me, and they're ready for Christmas and doing all their baking. Jonathan has been busy baking to feed that army.
Yes.
It looks so good, Mandy. Everything.
It does. You should smell it coming into the house, too.
When you sent me those pictures, I could almost smell it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, Christmas and the smells and all that great food. So he's been busy, but he looks like he's done a darn good job.
Yes.
But you said you're not allowed to, sneak bites, right?
Of certain things, no.
Nope. Gotta do it when he's not around?
Yes.
Or will he still know?
No, well, he'll know when it's gone.
That's right. I'd be sneaking so much. Yeah, Ron would be so mad. But, so he's been really hard at work. So it all looks really delicious. So it looks like you guys are in for a good time.
We always are.
Are you ready?
Well, I'm not the one doing all the prep. I'm not the cook or the baker in the house.
But for Christmas
for sure.
In general?
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
Not me. But, there's still... I'm such a last-minute girl when it comes to Christmas. I have such a hard time... thinking of things to get people. That's why, for me, you usually get gift cards. It's like, you got a gift card to share.
Well, gift cards are always, perfect gift for anybody.
You did really good on your gift card, I have to say. I'm very proud of you. So
I'm excited.
Anyway, so let's get started. We want to talk about our sponsors, and we want to get to the show. We want to do our poem, and at the end of the show, we are going to do our last drawing for our Christmas giveaway. For our gift certificates and such, and excited
we
about
that. We have six more to give away
six
today.
Six more to give away. I'm very excited about that, so keep listening, because at the end of the show, we're going to draw for those six new winners. And you want to tell them a little bit about picking up their certificates?
As Natalie announced earlier, today after party line, pretty close to being done after party line. We'll be closing the office for the holidays. We will be closed on Monday. So if you are a winner and have not picked up your certificate, don't worry. They don't expire anytime soon. The Chamber Bucks are good for a year. And gift certificates and so on and so forth are still good to go. You can pick those up during regular business hours next week, Tuesday through Friday. Typically, we are here until 11:30 in the morning. However, we do lock the door when we're on the air. And then we are here in the afternoon, guaranteed from 3:30 to 5 as well. If those hours don't work for you, you can always call or send a message and say, hey, I can come at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Can someone be there? And we will make it happen for you.
And also, those are the ones, don't call us and ask us to leave those for you.
Right. We will not put the certificates or chamber bucks on the door. These are ones that you need to pick up.
All right. Let's get started. You ready?
I am ready.
First things first, let's remind everybody, we've already got a great start, but we want more phone calls. If you know anybody that's having a birthday today, tomorrow, Sunday, or Monday, give us a call, 785-877-3378. Let's get them on the birthday list, because at the end of the show, we're going to draw for one of those birthday people to receive a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know anybody that's having an anniversary anytime this week, please give us a call, because at the end of the show today, we're going to draw for one of those anniversary couples to receive a gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc., also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. Last night, Garden Gate, etc. had that beautiful Christmas party, and you know, if you missed the party or you went in and you're looking at some stuff and you were thinking that those would make good gifts, get in there and get them, because they would. They have such beautiful things, and they have some great stocking stuffers too.
They do.
So if you want to get some great stocking stuffers or get that last minute gift or that gift for that harder, you've been looking the whole season trying to find that hard to give to person a gift, stop in at Garden Gate. All your problems will be solved. Stop in at Garden Gate today right here in Norton on Highway 36. As also provided by Click Your Heels Travel, call them today at 785-871-4109. What a great gift a trip would be. Not only is it a great gift, it tells the person you're giving it to that you understand they work hard and they deserve a break. You can do that by calling Click Your Heels Travel. Make all the arrangements at 785-871-4109. And remember, at Click Your Heels Travel, they're with you from beginning to end. If you have anything to buy, sell, trade, give away, if you're lost something or found something or you're in search of something, give us a call at 785-877-3378. How many reminders do you have?
I have one.
Okay, I have one too. So I'll go ahead and start, or I'll let you start.
Our ghost. I don't know what's going on. The Norton Ministerial Alliance invites everyone out to the annual Community Christmas Dinner that's going to be held this coming Monday, December 25th, starting at noon at the Norton First United Methodist Church at 805 West Wilberforce. They're going to be cooking up turkey, ham, dressing, mashed potatoes and gravy and rolls, plus coffee, tea, and water. The Eagles Airy donated the potatoes and gravy, and they've also received funds to purchase the plates, cutlery, and napkins. They do ask, if you can, please bring a side dish like a vegetable, salad, or dessert. And they are taking free will donations at the sign-in table. They will be accepting takeout orders and do delivery to your home if you prefer. On Monday morning after 9 a.m., just call the church at 877-2196 to place your delivery or takeout order. Everyone is invited to attend. If you're alone this year or want to bring a friend, or if you don't want to cook, you can just bring the whole family as well. It's the Norton Ministerial Alliance, sponsored by the Norton Ministerial Alliance, annual Community Christmas Dinner, this coming Monday, December 25th, Christmas Day, 12 o'clock start time, Norton First United Methodist Church at 805 West Wilberforce. Go and enjoy a meal and some fellowship.
My reminder this morning is for our Norton Public Library. So the Norton Public Library wants to remind everyone that they are closed on Monday, December 25th. That's Christmas Day. They're also going to be closed on Tuesday, December 26th for Christmas. So you can stop in today at the Norton Public Library if you want to stop in and get a book to read over the long weekend or anything like that. Just feel free to stop in. But they will be closed Monday, December 25th and Tuesday, December 26th. We want to thank our sponsors for today. We want to thank the Norton Living History Museum, the Norton County Landfill, the Norton Theater, the Norton Chamber of Commerce, TNC Kitchen, the Norton American Legion, and J&R Liquor. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our show. It's all because of you we get to be here. And you get to start.
All right. Guess where I went last night?
Where'd you go?
I went out to the Christmas at the Adobe.
You got to go last night.
I did. Wow. I went opening night. They're going to be doing the night by candlelight tours again tonight and tomorrow night. The tours will start at 6:30 and go until 10 o'clock. And we went out. It was a little after 8 o'clock last night. And they had everything set up, all of the candles lit, the kerosene lanterns were lit. It's decorated beautifully. They are all dressed up in the day of the that era clothing. And they had presenters. And that's one of the neatest parts about the tour is you get stories. And when we first got there, in the kitchen gathering room, they have the traditions of the Irish traditions. They also had the Czech traditions surrounding the Christmas festivities. So interesting what they did back then for traditions and kind of you see where maybe some of our traditions came from that we still participate in now. So that's one of my favorite parts of the tour. We got to play the games. I know they said, you know, the games for the kids and blah, blah, blah. Well, because we were at the end of another group that was there, we were able to do the game.
You kind of have a kid at heart.
Yeah, I know. I know. And so we did that. They had treats and that kind of went together with their stories. It's just an amazing time.
It's
a learning experience, and it takes you back in time because you literally are taking the tour by candlelight and kerosene lanterns, and then you travel into the living room where they have a presentation of an old, and I can't even remember the date, projection system, and the stories of how they celebrated and the tree and the cards, and just a wonderful time. You'll be able to do it two more nights. They're going to do the Christmas at the Adobe tours tonight, 6:30 to 10, and their final night for the year will be tomorrow night, same time. Be sure to go out and enjoy it and step back in time and celebrate the holidays with the Norton Living History Museum volunteers and the 1800s family.
Nice. That's a lot of fun.
It was. It was.
Awesome. All right, I'm going to talk about our Norton County landfill. They want everybody to know that they will be closed at the landfill this Monday, December 25th, in observance of Christmas. They're also going to be closing on Monday, January 1st, in observance of New Year's. If you need to get anything taken care of, you need to get that taken care of either this afternoon or as Tuesday through Friday of next week. If you have to make any trips out to the landfill, just keep that in mind. Make a pile if you can't make it out today and take it out on Tuesday. But they will be closed at our Norton County landfill this Monday, December 25th, and they will also be closed on Monday, January 1st.
Every Friday, we give you a chance to win a ticket to an upcoming movie and a medium popcorn from our Norton Theater, and we do that by playing a little bit of movie trivia concerning or surrounding the currently playing movies at our Norton Theater. And so today I am going to start out with that question and your chance to win that ticket and medium popcorn, and then I'll tell you a little bit more about the movies that are playing this week at the Norton Theater. So our question for today's chance, if as long as you've not won in the last 30 days, you are eligible to win in by calling with the correct answer, being the first caller with the correct answer at 877-3378. One of the main characters of the movie Migration is voiced by Awkwafina. What is her given name? One of the main characters of the movie Migration is voiced by Awkwafina. What is her given name? First caller with the correct answer will win that ticket to an upcoming movie and a medium popcorn. While we wait for your phone calls, I'll tell you about our currently playing movies Friday, December 22nd through Wednesday, December 27th. Wonka, rated PG, armed with nothing but a hatful of dreams, young chocolatier Willy Wonka manages to change the world one delectable bite at a time. Also playing, Migration, rated PG, a family of ducks decides to leave the safety of a New England pond for an adventurous trip to Jamaica. However, their well-laid plans quickly go awry when they get lost and wind up in New York City. That's just a little bit different than Jamaica. The experience soon inspires them to expand their horizons, open themselves up to new friends, and accomplish more than they ever thought possible.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. Are you calling with an answer to the trivia?
Yes. Is it Gwen?
It is not Gwen.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Tickets are $8 for adults, $7 for children 12 and under. There will be no Sunday discount tickets. Showtimes are Monday through Saturday at 7 p.m., Sunday at 5 p.m. The theater is closed on Thursdays. There is a special time that they are going to be showing their movie on Christmas Day. Normally it would be 7 o'clock. However, on Christmas Day, the movie will be at 3 o'clock. So there's a slight change to their regular times. Movie on Christmas Day is 3 p.m., not 7 p.m.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. Are you calling with an answer to the trivia?
Yes. Is it Nora?
What is the last name?
I don't know.
Well, I'll go ahead and give it to you since you pretty much got the name. It's Nora Loom or Lum, Loom, L-U-M is the name. And who is this?
J.C. Johnson.
All right, J.C., you've just won yourself a ticket and a medium popcorn to an upcoming movie.
Thank you.
Happy Merry Christmas, J.C.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
I have a birthday for Saturday.
Okay, and whose birthday?
Dick Volling.
Dick Volling on Saturday?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, quick recap. December 22nd through Wednesday, December 27th, Wonka and Migration at the Norton Theater.
All right, let's see. We are going, when you said the other who... Was that the character's name that you were acting?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
The character, it's an animated movie.
Oh, okay.
And the actor or actress that voiced one of the main characters, her name is Awkwafina, or that's what she goes by, but her given name is Nora Loom.
Is she a singer or something?
Singer, actress, and comedian.
Awkwafina.
Awkwafina.
Never. I'm
going
to have to look that up.
Huh. It's spelled
I thought that was the character in the movie.
K-W-A-F-I-N-A.
Of course. All right. Let's talk about our Norton Chamber of Commerce. Once again, the Norton Chamber wants to thank everybody in the community for coming out and helping them celebrate the season with the Christmas decorating contest for the businesses, with the ugly sweater contest, with the mingle bells, with Santa visits, with the Norton Chamber of Commerce Christmas party. Everybody had such a great time, and our Norton Chamber did such a great job. So they want to thank the community, and we want to thank the Chamber for all their hard work. Check out their webpage at discovernorton.com, and you can find information about the chamber, like their visitors and relocation guide. You can check out their calendar of events and all sorts of different things on their website. You can have a jobs listing, a directory. They have housing, lodging, dining, all sorts of great things on discovernorton.com. So check that out from our Norton Chamber of Commerce. Also, like and follow them on their Facebook page. You can see all the great stuff that's going on. You can see how well they promote the chamber businesses here in Norton. And if you want to become a member of the Norton Chamber of Commerce, it's just really easy to do. Just call 785-877-2501. Or you can stop in and visit the office. They're right here in Norton, right on State Street. And you can visit with them about becoming a member. It can be you, your family, your business, your organization. Just call and talk to Donna and let her know that you're interested in becoming a member of the Norton Chamber of Commerce. Again, we want to thank the Norton Chamber for the wonderful season they gave us this year. Santa twice this year. That's awesome. And we wish them a Merry Christmas, and they wish the community a Merry Christmas. So thank you to our Norton Chamber of Commerce.
If you're looking for the coldest drinks in town, look no further than J&R Liquor in Norton. They keep their walk-in cooler fully stocked with all your favorites, including Bud and Bud Light, Coors and Coors Light, Mike's Hard Lemonade, specialty drinks, seltzers, and more. All ice cold and ready to go. They want to remind you that they have perfect stocking stuffers at J&R Liquor. They also have gift sets still available, so you'll have to go in and check out those gift sets that are still available with J&R Liquor. And don't forget the Kansas Lottery tickets and scratch-off tickets, and you could be a winner with J&R Liquor. You could be the hero of the holidays.
Powerball's way up there.
It is. J&R Liquor is located at 112 North 1st Avenue in downtown Norton, and it is Friday, and that means it is Favorite Flavor Friday, where we give you a new recipe to try, and you can get the ingredients at J&R Liquor.
Ever since your tease on Wednesday, I've been so looking forward to this.
And this, we do a different theme each month. And this month's theme has been the flavors of the holiday. And so this week's, I talked about it on Wednesday, is featuring, it is not exactly eggnog, but it features eggnog. And I couldn't help but do this one today for one reason that I had, but then you gave me another reason, because Sunday is actually Eggnog Day, National Eggnog Day. And so the reason I picked this recipe is because it is Mrs. Claus cocktail.
Oh, there you go.
It is the Mrs. Claus cocktail, and it features eggnog. You use 1 cup of eggnog, 1 shot of white chocolate liqueur, and 1 tablespoon of peppermint schnapps, or to taste. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Plus whipped cream for garnish and crushed candy canes for garnish. Pour the eggnog, white chocolate liqueur, and peppermint schnapps into desired glass and stir to combine completely. Garnish with a dollop of whipped cream and sprinkle a crushed candy cane over the top and enjoy. This is Mrs. Claus cocktail. You need eggnog, white chocolate liqueur, and peppermint schnapps. You can get those ingredients at J&R Liquor and enjoy yourself a Mrs. Claus cocktail on Eggnog Day, National Eggnog Day, on Sunday.
Good way to prep them.
It is.
Not nice. It sounds delicious. All right. Let's see. We'll let you know that the Norton American Legion, their club room is open every Friday at 4:30, where you can enjoy snacks and great company. You can also reserve that club room for things like banquets and receptions, parties, reunions, and meetings. Just call Gary at 785-871-0509 and ask him about the availability and the details on reserving that club room. But in the meantime, you can head over to the Norton American Legion every Friday at 4:30, enjoy some snacks and great company. And remember, at the Norton American Legion, members and guests are always welcome. Call them today at 785-871-0509.
We're still waiting on your phone calls here on the party line. If you know of anyone celebrating a birthday today, give us a call and they'll be entered in for a chance to win a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know of a couple celebrating an anniversary anytime this week or over the weekend, call them in. And at the end of today's show, we will give a lucky couple a gift certificate, good at Garden Gate, etc. And also brought to you by Click Your Heels Travel. And if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, give us a call, 785-877-3378. TNC Kitchen invites you in to enjoy their lunch buffet today. And over the weekend, their buffet features today roast beef served with potato, vegetable, and a roll. All of their lunch buffets come with an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae. For dinner tonight, you can enjoy Mexican buffet or cod for the special this evening. For lunch tomorrow, Saturday, will be chili cheese dogs, burgers, macaroni and cheese. And tomorrow night, Saturday night, is prime rib or surf and turf. And on Sunday, get ready, they're going to be serving a traditional Christmas dinner, including turkey and ham, dressing, sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, all of your favorite Christmas dinner participants, I guess you could say. It will be served up for lunch on Sunday. Don't forget that TNC Kitchen will be closed on Monday for Christmas, but they're going to be open regular business hours starting Tuesday. And coming up Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, December 30th, 31st, and January 1st, they're going to have their TNC Kitchen breakfast buffet available. And so you can start off your weekend with the TNC breakfast buffet. Start off your new year with the TNC breakfast buffet. away, but keep in mind on New Year's Day, they will be closed at 2 p.m. Remember, if you're not able to dine in, you can always call and have your order made to go. That number is 785-877-3511. And the TNC Kitchen family wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Awesome. All right, hey, we are going to, today we're not doing our history, we're going to do our Night Before Christmas poem, and but first we want to hear from Kansas Land Tire. Call them today at 785-877-5181.
If you're a car and ag person, that's not opportunity knocking. It's opportunity banging on your door with a sledgehammer backed up by a brass band and fireworks in your front yard. The premier tire and service shop in the Midwest, Kansas Land Tire, has a management position open in their Norton store. Great benefits, great wages, great incentives, all from a family-owned business where you're not just part of a team, you're part of the family. At Kansas Land Tire, they set you up for success. So give yourself the gift of opportunity from Kansas Land Tire. Apply online at thetirestore.com or stop by the shop in Norton.
All right. We are now going to do our Night Before Christmas poem, and then after that, we are going to do our drawing for our last day of our giveaway. Very exciting. All right. You ready, Mandy?
I am ready.
All right. So, 'twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eye should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With the little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his courses they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the courses they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
So much fun.
It is so much fun. I enjoy that every year.
Thank you.
Now we're going to continue the fun.
Yeah, we are, because now we're going to do birthdays first.
Yes, we'll do our local celebrities off of the calendar first. And celebrating birthdays today, Friday, December 22nd, we have Mike Luft, J.D. Daffer, Sutton Wolf, and Leighton William DeRoff. Celebrating birthdays tomorrow, Saturday, December 23rd, we have 8 called in, so
thank you.
We have Kayla Carlin and Noel Tier, and celebrating on Sunday, December 24th, we have Regan Ord. And celebrating, we'll go ahead and do Christmas Day. We have December 25th, Monday, Alicia Keysweater, Dolores Alexander, and Blair Brockelman.
Okay, I'll shake up. Do you have your anniversaries done already?
Yes, we have two.
Okay, so I'm going to shake these and you're going to draw.
Okay.
Right.
And
six.
Is that a six? We need to redo the numbers. And six is Dick Volling.
Happy birthday, Dick Volling. You have just won a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Now we're going to draw for anniversaries. See who's going to get that gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc. And Click Your Hills Travel. And that is going to be number two.
Number two is Roger and Deanna Braun.
Happy anniversary, Roger and Deanna. You just won yourself a gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc. And also provided by Click Your Hills Travel.
Recapping our phone calls, we have somebody that's looking for a countertop dishwasher, 202-2416. Happy birthday wishes going out to Dean Houston, Noel Tier, who is celebrating his 70th birthday tomorrow, J.D. Daffer, Mike Luft, Eve Wyatt, Christy Nichols, Norman Wendell, and Dick Volling. Happy anniversary to Roger and Deanna Braun.
All right. We want to thank our sponsors, the Norton Living History Museum, the Norton County Landfill, the Norton Theater, the Norton Chamber of Commerce, TNC Kitchen, the Norton American Legion, and J&R Liquor. Thank you all so much for watching our show. Because of you, we get to be here. And because we have such great sponsors, we get to give away some more prizes today, Mandy.
I do. We do have great sponsors of our KQ&K Countdown to Christmas. We want to give them a shout-out. A big thank you. If you are out and about in the community, I know you've been out and registering. We have tons of registrations that we've been collecting all week long. But be sure to thank them for participating in our KQ&K Countdown to Christmas, because it's been a lot of fun. And we've been able to give away a total of 27 $25 prizes this week. And we greatly appreciate that fact. We want to thank those sponsors again. They are Kinsey Covenant Realty, Moffitt Drug, Define Gym, Anby Home, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, Laser Pro, Next Tech, Kansas Land Tire, Pizza Hut Wing Street, H&J Repair Appliance Outlet, Phelps Memorial Hospital, Norton Correctional Facility, Norton Glass, Mad Duck Construction, Hess Monument, the Anby Home Acres, Cowpoke Supply, TNC Kitchen, First State Bank, Garden Gate, etc., Farm Implement and Supply, Thistle, Insurance Central, Destination Kitchen, and Thread Junkies are all sponsors of our KQ&K Countdown to Christmas. Be sure to thank them, and we thank them, and we appreciate all of our local businesses, and yes. Ready? Okay. So we're going to choose from the remaining four boxes that we have first, and then we'll add those entries into our community bag for the remaining two sponsors that didn't have boxes or locations to put boxes at, and we'll give those a last. And so our first box is from Laser Pro, and we'll dump those in the bigger container here so we can get them mixed up better. And from Laser Pro, you're going to win a $25 gift certificate good at Laser Pro. And one ticket here. And that goes to Shaylee Frack. Shaylee Frack, you have won a $25 gift certificate from Laser Pro. All right, our next winner comes from Thread Junkies.
I'll just do that right out of the box.
Yeah, we'll get those all mixed up. Mix them up really good. Mix them up really good. And our winner from Thread Junkies is going to get a $25 gift certificate good at Thread Junkies.
Sherry Brooks.
Sherry Brooks. You have won.
Cherry Brooks.
Cherry Brooks, yeah. You've won a $25 gift certificate from Thread Junkies. Our next box winner is coming from Insurance Central. Get them all mixed up. They're kind of bunched up together in here. Let me get them all separated. And our winner, ooh, that's a whole bunch of them again. Our winner from Insurance Central will win a $25 Chamber Bucks certificate, and that is Phyllis Yater. Phyllis Yater, you have won $25 in Chamber Bucks from Insurance Central. And our final winner from the boxes...
Who's it from?
Is from H&J Repair Appliance Outlet. And be sure to get those all mixed up and separated. And you will get $25 in Chamber Bucks.
And Edgar McAllister? Or
I think you're right. Edgar McAllister.
Okay.
Yep. Edgar McAllister, you have just won $25 in Chamber Bucks from Appliance Outlet H&J Repair. Okay. So we have two more prizes to give out. And our next prize will be from Norton Correctional Facility. And it is $25 in Chamber Bucks. Do you want top, bottom, middle, side, corner?
Be wild. Just go wherever.
Okay. I've been doing from the top when I've done mine. So I'm going to go all the way to the bottom.
Okay.
Get one. And that is Lindsay Peterson. Lindsay Peterson, you've won $25 in Chamber Bucks from the Norton Correctional Facility.
And who's our last sponsor?
And it's your turn to church. Cha-cha.
And who's the sponsor?
This one is $25 in Chamber Bucks, and that is from the Anby Home Acres.
I'm going right in the middle.
You're going right in the middle?
Right in the middle. Okay. All right. This is Angela Bird.
Angela Bird, you've won $25 in Chamber Bucks from Anby Home Acres. So those are today's winners. I'll recap those winners in case they are listening and they can hear their name again on the air. And, of course, we'll be contacting our winners as well. Our winners are Angela Bird, $25 in Chamber Bucks. Lindsay Peterson, $25 in Chamber Bucks. Edgar McAllister, $25 in Chamber Bucks. Phyllis Yater, $25 in Chamber Bucks. Cherry Brooks, a $25 gift certificate good at Thread Junkies. And Shaylee Frack, a $25 gift certificate good at Laser Pro. And those are our final winners. Again, we're going to be closing shortly after party line today. So our winners can pick up their certificates and Chamber Bucks next week, starting on Tuesday during our regular business hours. And we're normally here until 11:30 in the morning, and again, 3:30 to 5. Unless you need us to be here at different times, you can send us a message or give us a call, and we will work with your schedule as well. Again, can't say enough about our sponsors. We want to thank them again: Kinsey Covenant Realty, Moffitt Drug, Define Gym, The Anby Home, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, Laser Pro, Next Tech, Kansas Land Tire, Pizza Hut Wing Street, H&J Repair Appliance Outlet, Phelps Memorial Hospital, Norton Correctional Facility, Norton Glass, Mad Duck Construction, Hess Monument, Anby Home Acres, Cowpoke Supply, TNC Kitchen, First State Bank, Garden Gate, etc., Farm Implement and Supply, Thistle, Insurance Central, Destination Kitchen, and Thread Junkies.
All right. Well, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you to our sponsors for allowing us to have all this fun. And Mandy, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you,
and
Ned.
Thank you very much for everything. To all of our listeners, Merry Christmas. We love you all. We hope you all have a wonderful holiday with your families and friends. This is going to be my last show of the year.
I know.
Isn't that weird? So this is my last show of the year. Mandy will be back on Tuesday with, we'll just call it a surprise guest host. Because we don't really know. But she'll be back on Tuesday. And in the meantime, Merry Christmas to everyone. I hope everybody has the best holidays and the best day today. And in the meantime, check in with Mandy on Tuesday for Party Line. Same time, same place.